We have reached the Columbia River Gorge National Scenic Area. A gorge is a deep, narrow valley with steep walls. The Columbia River cut this beautiful gorge out of rock. The Columbia River begins in the Rocky Mountains in Canada. It flows 1,200 miles south and west into the Pacific Ocean. For part of its journey, the river forms the boundary between the states of Washington and Oregon. The Columbia looks lazy here, but don't let that fool you. This is one hard-working river. Dams on the river make a lot of electricity. Many businesses use this electric power, and farmers use water from the river to irrigate crops. Columbia River waters irrigate more than 8 million acres of land. Farmers and business people use the river for transportation. Many goods travel on the Columbia to shipping centers. It is one of the most traveled rivers in the country. Putting the river to work has been good for people. Both Oregon and Washington are growing rapidly. But the use of the river has been bad for fish, especially salmon. Since 1850, the number of salmon in the Columbia River has dropped sharply. Do you know why? You'll find out during our stop at the gorge.